WKOW-TV in Madison first reported on the resignation of John Gillespie, who was hired by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to try and improve its public image. It follows a recent audit that found the agency known as WEDIC did not have any means of tracking delinquent loans, did not have the required paperwork on more than half of its awards, and in some cases awarded grants in violation of state law. Stevens Point Democratic Senator Julie Lassa, who sits on the board of WEDIC, says the agency was guilty of violating the public trust.
I do believe that this is really their last chance to get things right.
Kenosha Democratic Senator Robert Wirch said WEDIC had mismanaged millions of taxpayer dollars.
All indications are that WEDIC is a financial train wreck out there, and we should not be voting on giving them more money on Thursday.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he favored moving ahead with that vote, saying if reforms of WEDIC were needed, they could occur later in the budget process. Voss called the resignation of the agency's spokesman an embarrassing situation, but Voss says the economic development director in his district thinks WEDIC is, quote, light years ahead of the old Wisconsin Department of Commerce.
And that's why freeing WEDIC, at least from the perspective of my locals, seems to be accomplishing its goal.
Others may have more trepidation. Senate Budget Committee co-chair Alberta Darling told her colleagues the decision on whether to move forward with Thursday's vote was under discussion. The full WEDIC board is scheduled to discuss the state audit tomorrow morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.